That was why the end of my second.
Okay, that's good. Amen. Anyone is in Christ.
Yes. Oh, we are in Christ.
Just like some of the.
Do you have a song?
I do.
What number? 242. So I go to this one. Hey, Saints, maybe we can sing a hymn 242. Hymn 242. This is the hymn from this week's sharing.
Hey, since Father Dean called the 242.
242.
Is one on the back. Yeah, this week.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Oh, the Spirit of God today.
Amen.
The Spirit of Jesus is.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord, for the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Oh, the Spirit of Jesus.
Amen.
The God man.
Amen.
Amen.
Such a spirit is now indwelling us.
Amen.
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 The Spirit of God today, the Spirit of Jesus is, the God-man who died and rose, ascending to glory is. 'Tis from such a Jesus came, the Spirit.
Ready? You want to start?
Sure. Yeah, go ahead. Yes, sir.
Four from one.
Amen.
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 Oh, inclusively, he
doth work.
Amen.
In us.
Amen.
In us.
Amen.
Making God our all.
Amen.
Elements of humanity.
Amen.
Divinity.
Amen.
Human living.
Amen.
Hallelujah for the Spirit of Jesus.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, the Spirit of Jesus become our reality.
Amen.
Oh, we can experience you.
Amen.
Amen.
Component to His Spirit in us that moves.
Amen.
Amen.
Christ we prove.
Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, thank you today. You're the Spirit.
Amen.
The Spirit of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Lord, thank you for all the sufferings of your human life.
Amen.
Oh, and the effectiveness of your death.
Amen.
Oh, you're rising.
Amen.
And you're reigning too.
Amen.
They're all in the Spirit's breath.
Amen.
Oh, all in the Spirit's breath.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Jesus.
Lord, thank you. All these riches are now in the Spirit's breath.
Amen.
That's right.
So available to us.
Amen.
Lord, amen.
Amen.
Lord, amen.
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 Right.
Amen.
Amen. 398.
Oh, thank
amen.
You, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Lord Jesus.
Jesus.
Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
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 Oh, to be like thee, blessed Redeemer,
this is my constant longing and prayer. Gladly I'll forfeit all of earth's treasures, Jesus, thy to wear. Oh, to be like thee, oh, to be like thee, blessed Redeemer, pure as thou art. Come in thy sweetness, come in thy fullness, stamp thine own image deep on my heart. Shall be thine. to be like thee, blessed Redeemer, pure as thou art.
The chorus again and change the first line to from O to be like thee to O to become thee.
That's right.
And then in the second line, instead of blessed Redeemer, sing in life and nature.
Yeah, in life and nature.
O to become thee, O to become thee, in life and nature, pure as thou art.
Right.
Amen.
In life and nature, pure as thou art.
Amen. Amen. O to become thee,
O to become thee, in life and nature, pure as thou art.
Come in thy sweetness.
Come in thy sweetness.
Come in thy fullness.
Come in thy fullness. Stamp thine own image upon my heart. O to become thee, O to become thee, life and nature, pure as thou art.
Come in thy sweetness.
Come in thy sweetness. Come in thy fullness. Stamp thine own image deep on my heart.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Oh,
amen.
Oh, to be like thee.
Amen.
Holy in spirit, holy and harmless.
Amen.
Meekly enduring cruel reproaches,
amen.
Willing to suffer, others to save.
Amen. Oh, amen. Amen. Well, we're so thankful for your New Testament economy.
Amen.
Oh, thank you. You came to join yourself to man.
Amen.
Oh, you lived a life of human suffering.
Yes.
Oh, and you poured out everything for us.
Right.
Oh, that you could come to indwell us.
Yes.
Oh, to make us the same as you are.
Right. Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, we're here remembering you in love.
Amen.
Oh, in the whole universe, there's none like you.
Right.
Amen.
There's none like you.
Amen.
We're here remembering you in love this morning.
Amen.
Thanking you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
For dying for us.
Amen.
Oh, opening the way for us.
Amen.
To be like you.
Amen.
In life and in nature.
Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, for becoming life and everything to us.
Amen.
Now we are joined to you.
Amen.
Oh, we become you.
Amen.
In life and nature.
Amen.
We are one with you.
Amen.
Zero. 190. Lord, thank you for all that you are.
Amen.
What you are meets our every need. Amen.
Our hearts will overflow with praise to thee.
Amen.
All our desires thou dost exceed.
Amen.
Satisfy continually.
Amen. Amen.
Oh Lord, as we consider thee, we worship thee for all thou art. Thou art so rich, so wonderful, so dear and precious to our heart. What thou art meets our every need. Our hearts overflow with praise to thee.
Amen. Oh,
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord, as we remember thee,
amen.
Let us partake of all the
harm. Amen.
Oh, that's right, Lord. Lord, there's no one in the universe like you.
Amen.
Oh, you're our King.
Amen.
Who reigns in life and in love.
Amen.
A King who reigns in love.
Amen.
Oh, but you're also a slave.
Amen.
Oh, to serve for us.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
You're also a genuine man.
Amen.
And God Himself.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You for all that you are.
Amen.
All that you right. are to us.
Amen.
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 Lord. All that thou art is to us.
Amen.
Just tell you, you meet our every need.
Amen.
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 Lord, even today you're in our midst as the one who serves.
Amen.
You're serving us the bread and the wine.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, and you'll serve us in the kingdom.
Amen.
Lord, we just love you.
Yes.
Oh, thank you. You're reproducing such a life in us.
Amen.
Oh, as we partake of all that you are.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Love you.
Yeah. Amen.
So rich.
Amen.
Oh, you've been so sweet to us.
Amen.
Oh, who you are and what you are is so sweet.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, it is really our enjoyment.
Amen.
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 Lord Jesus.
Oh,
thank you.
Amen.
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 Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Our capacity.
Amen.
To love you more, Lord.
Amen.
That you would grow in us throughout this next week.
Amen.
Lord, that we would open Amen. More to you each day.
Amen.
Lord, keep working in and through us, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Give us another week to enjoy you more.
Amen.
Oh, you are the faithful God.
Amen.
You are faithful in dispensing yourself into us.
Amen.
Oh, we like to be brought into under your kingdom.
Amen.
Under
Amen.
Your heavenly ruling.
Amen.
We are your kingdom people.
Amen.
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 Thank you for the church life.
Amen.
Thank you. Your kingdom is the church.
Amen.
Thank you for an expression of you on the earth.
Amen.
Let us tell you, you are dear and precious to our hearts.
Amen.
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 Amen. Oh, thank you, Father God.
Amen.
For calling us.
Amen.
Into the fellowship.
Amen.
Our faithful God.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's worship the Father with number 32.
Amen.
32.
Amen. Amen. We can use the tune for God's Christ, who is my righteousness. Amen.
We bow and worship Father here, and marvel at thy wondrous love. Oh, what is man that thou shouldst deign to him such boundless grace to prove? We praise thee for thy heart's intent, that men thy likeness should possess, that with thy life and nature fill thine image we should manifest. Man in thine image thou didst make, to him authority didst give, thyself presenting as his life, that by thy riches he might live. To enter man thou dost desire, with him to mingle through thy grace, that man may be transformed and built to be thy worthy dwelling place. Though man didst fall, thou didst not leave thy heart's intent, but thou didst move, redeeming man to bring him back. Thou didst thy love and wisdom prove. In Christ thou didst thyself reveal, who died and rose, redemption wrought. In spirit thou hast entered man, and to him life and grace has brought. My spirit is thy holiest place, thy throne of grace is founded there. Thou wouldst that we in spirit come to burn the incense through our prayer. Such grace is like a river full, which from the throne of grace doth come. It floweth through, transforming us and builds us up to be thy home. Receiving of thy matchless grace, we marvel at thy gift so free. With grateful hearts for thy great love in spirit, now we worship thee.
So grateful to you.
Amen.
You never left your heart's intent.
Amen.
Oh, but you moved.
Amen.
We fell, but you moved.
Amen.
Thank you for redeeming.
Amen.
Thank you for life imparting.
Amen.
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 You didn't stop you.
Amen.
You failed, but you moved.
Amen.
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 Amen. Continue to move.
Amen.
Oh, the Spirit continues to operate.
Amen.
Father, thank you for not letting us go.
Amen.
Oh, you're making your Christ everything to us.
Amen.
That's right, Father. Thank you for not letting us go.
Amen.
Praise you, Father.
Amen.
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 Praise you, Father.
Father.
Amen.
We love you, Father.
Amen.
You're here receiving of thy matchless grace.
Amen.
We love you, Father.
Amen.
We love
you, Father.
That's right.
Amen.
We love you, Father.
Amen.
Oh, Father, we are so happy.
Amen.
God is my Father.
Amen.
God is our Father.
Amen.
We let you cooperate with your move.
Amen.
Let it be in your intent.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
I just want to declare the table,
Amen.
Father, we love you.
Amen.
I really appreciate in these days the church brought us all together pursuing the truth.
Amen.
In the past week, we got into Galatians messages 3 and 4.
Amen.
What did we see? It pleases God
Amen.
To reveal His Son in us.
Amen.
Since this is not a small matter,
Amen.
It pleases Him to reveal His Son
yes.
in us.
Amen.
In our spirit.
Yes.
In word revealing.
Amen.
So what do we need to do, brother, sister? We need to what? Drop all our concerns. And turn our hearts to the Lord.
Amen.
What He will do, He will remove all the veil. We come with all kind of veil,
Amen.
Cultures, language, all kind of veil. But whenever our heart turns to the Lord, the veils are taken away.
Amen.
And not only that, well, we spend time with Him.
Amen.
We get into His Word,
carry
His Word,
Amen.
To be one spirit with Him.
Amen.
Eventually, our heart holds nothing but Christ Himself.
Amen.
And Christ makes His home in our heart.
Amen.
Wouldn't it be wonderful? Christ makes His home in our heart.
Amen.
What do we have at the end of a message for? We are in the new creation.
Amen.
2 Corinthians 5:17 says,
Amen.
If anyone in Christ He is
yes.
a new creation.
Amen.
Brother, sister, are we in Christ?
Yes.
We are in a new creation.
Amen.
The old things have passed away.
Amen.
They have become new.
Amen.
We all with unveiled face, beholding and reflecting like a mirror, the glory of the Lord our being. Same image. From glory to glory, from glory to glory, from glory to glory, even as from the Lord's Spirit.
Oh, Lord's Spirit.
Lord's Spirit.
Amen.
Lord's
Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. All right, brothers and sisters. Well, today we are concluding the first training of the experience, enjoyment, and expression of Christ.
Amen.
And this gets us through the book of Acts. So we have three big nuggets, or gems, you can say, from Acts this morning. The divine Trinity, the Spirit of Jesus, and the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Those are three big nuggets.
Amen.
Okay. For the experience, enjoyment, and expression of Christ.
Amen.
So we'll just go through the days, and we can stand up in little groups and read through, and then we'll go back and pray over a verse. All right? So we can start with week 12, day 1, Acts 2, 32 through 33. Amen.
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 Acts.
This Jesus God has raised up,
of which we all are witnesses. Therefore, having been exalted to the right hand of God, and having received the promise of the Holy Spirit from the Father, He has poured out this which you will see and hear.
Amen.
Amen.
Take heed to yourselves and to all the flock, among whom the Holy Spirit has placed you as overseers to shepherd the church of God, which he obtained through his own blood. You were redeemed with the precious blood, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, the blood of Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Go back to day four and take Philippians 1:19-20 by means of all prayer. Really enjoying the Lord thoroughly over these two verses before we get into the opening word. Amen.
Amen.
This will turn out.
Amen.
Turn out to salvation.
Amen. Hallelujah.
To salvation.
Amen.
Oh, through your petition.
Amen.
Supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah for such a supply.
Amen.
Amen.
The bountiful supply.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, the Spirit. Spirit of Jesus Christ.
Spirit of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
What a bountiful supply.
Amen.
Is bountiful.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit is bountiful.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
According to my earnest expectation.
Amen.
According to my earnest expectation.
Amen. Earnest expectation and hope.
Amen.
Amen.
Earnest expectation and hope.
Amen. Amen.
We have an earnest expectation and hope.
Amen. Amen.
Christ will be magnified.
Amen.
The Christ will be magnified.
Amen.
Oh, Christ will be magnified in my body. Amen.
Christ will be magnified in all of our bodies.
Amen. Whether through life or through death.
Amen.
Whether through life or through death.
Let's get into the outlines a little bit, right? This is message 12, the Divine Trinity, the Spirit of Jesus, and the Kingdom of God. So I'll give a brief opening word regarding this subject matter this week, and then we'll open up the time for you all to share.
Amen.
One by one, or two by two if you want to. And initially, when the brother opened up this particular message, there was a very particular burden for us to know the difference between gift and ministry. Yeah. I won't spend long on it, but trying to connect it, tied here to this particular message. I think the burden was very clear. He asked, will we continue with ministry, or will brothers and sisters serve or do whatever we do according to gift or according to the ministry that's been wrought within us?
Amen.
And so it's very clear that the church, the body, needs the ministry of the brothers and sisters.
Amen.
And the question then is, are we willing to pay the price?
Yeah.
And so this particular message covers, actually the burden of the message is on Roman numeral 2 and 3, I believe, regarding the Spirit of Jesus, and of course the church is the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
So I'll go section by section and try to cover it within the time limit here. First Roman numeral is covered in days 1 and 2. And Roman numeral 3 regarding the Spirit of Jesus is covered in days 3 and 4. Days 5 and 6 covers the last Roman numeral on the kingdom of God. First of all, brothers and sisters, the Divine Trinity is the framework of the entire New Testament.
Amen.
This means it's just the basic structure. It's like this building. The basic structure is, you know, it got some steel frames. That's the framework to hold the thing up. I hope it has steel frames. And then, of course, you fill it in with everything else.
Yeah.
And the Divine Trinity is also the structure of the entire book of Acts. What does this mean? It means that throughout the whole book of Acts, we can see the operation of the Divine Trinity, chapter by chapter. And so I really appreciate this, that we could see the working of the Divine Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit throughout the entire book of Acts. And firstly, it points out in A that the triune God, the Father, Son, and the Spirit, was wholly involved with the Son's ascension and the pouring out of the Spirit. Of course, we see that in Acts 2. You know, he's there, and he's ascending, and it's really a great scene. Then in B, it's clear, it gives us an example, the difference between the Holy Spirit and the Spirit of Jesus. You know, it says it's used interchangeably. The Holy Spirit is a very general title used. But then you have a very particular title, the Spirit of Jesus.
Yeah.
And that refers not only just to his incarnation, but to his human, his humanity, his human living, and his death and the sufferings of Jesus, and of course his death and his resurrection.
Yes.
And particularly the sufferings of Jesus. And so, you know, C points out that he paid the price with his own blood. And of course, that's in his economy. So the Spirit of God, there's only one Spirit. There's only one Spirit. But God, as the Spirit, is seen in many different aspects in his economy.
Right.
To do different things and to carry out different functions.
Yeah. Right.
So then now we come to Roman rule 2, the Spirit of Jesus. That's a very particular expression used concerning the Spirit of God and refers to the Spirit of the incarnated Savior who, as Jesus in his humanity, passed through human living and death on the cross. So, to tie in the burden that the brother had, he mentioned that the suffering is involved in producing various ministry.
Amen.
And so, you know, the way the outline presents it here, like ingredients, right? Ingredients.
Yeah.
So the Spirit of Jesus, there is not only the divine element of God, but listen, I love this. There is the human element of Jesus and the elements of human living. And listen to this word, the suffering death as well. So, you know, as human beings, we all suffer. We all have some degree of suffering. Whether you're a couple, you suffer. Whether you're single, you suffer. Whether you're a man, you suffer. Whether you're a woman, you suffer. Whether you're a child, you pass through some sort of suffering. Whether you're a student, you suffer too. I know you do. But, you know, the question is, as we are suffering, are we going to utilize that suffering to our advantage? You know, suffering has its place in God's economy. Listen to this. Our human suffering can be used to mature us and to manifest our function. And that is the burden. So the Spirit of Jesus is not only the Spirit of God with divinity, but also there's this key word I like, and it's given in 1, in Roman B1. In his suffering, Paul needed the Spirit of Jesus because in the Spirit of Jesus there's the suffering element and the suffering strength to withstand opposition.
Amen.
Sometimes we know we're going to face opposition. We know we're going to face suffering. Where do we get the strength? It's in the Spirit of Jesus.
Amen.
And the example I was given here was really good. It's watch me knee, you know, I just, Lord, you know, he spent 20 years there. It was a gift to the body. He spent 20 years suffering. Can you believe this? Right? An example, you know, they would interrogate him, and if he didn't confess or deny Jesus, they would just beat him. They would beat him. Okay? So, anyway, brothers and sisters, we shouldn't be afraid of opposition or persecution because in the Spirit of Jesus,
Amen.
There is the strength for suffering.
Amen.
And just to conclude here, we need to know Jesus.
Amen.
How? We know Jesus because we have the Spirit of Jesus in us.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Then lastly, the kingdom of God is the main subject of the apostles' preaching, and this is really a sweet point. We just need to know where we are. We're in the church, but you know what? The church and the kingdom, they go together.
Yes. Amen.
We are in the kingdom of God. We're not just in the house of God, but also the kingdom of God. And so the kingdom of God is his expansion.
Amen.
And the church is just in the enlargement of the kingdom of God.
Amen.
So last point here, not last point, but a couple of last points. You know, all the believers can share the kingdom in the church, in this church age, for their enjoyment of God in his righteousness, peace, and joy.
Amen.
You know, in the kingdom of God, we shouldn't be afraid. You know, we're going to get pounced or whatever. But the kingdom, brothers and sisters, there is no fear, but there is love, there is light, and there is tenderness.
Right.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So last couple of points here. In E, it says, in Acts 14:22, Paul entreated the believers who were continuing in the faith to realize that through many tribulations, there it is, We must enter into the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for the kingdom.
Amen.
It's spreading, and it's also spreading by fighting. We must fight the battle for the spreading of the kingdom.
Amen.
So now it's our opportunity to share our enjoyment, our enlightenment, our impression regarding these three things.
Amen.
The
Amen.
Divine Trinity, the Spirit of Jesus, and the church as the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Amen.
So I'll stand here until you go.
Amen.
2 minutes, and you'll give us a timer? Okay.
Amen.
Thank Hallelujah. You.
Amen. Just practice whether I feel like it or don't feel like the Spirit of the prophets.
Yeah.
72 of the prophets.
Amen.
Okay. So the book of Acts.
Amen.
In Acts 16:6, it mentions the Holy Spirit. And the next verse, 16:7, mentions the Spirit of Jesus.
Yeah.
And as Brother Cronswell mentioned, the Holy Spirit, that's a general title. And it involves Christ's incarnation and his birth.
Mm-hmm.
But the Spirit of Jesus is a particular expression.
Right. Yeah.
And it involves his humanity and human living, death, resurrection, and ascension.
Amen.
And Paul, he was constituted with such a spirit.
Amen.
With the Spirit of Jesus and with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
For the carrying out of God's New Testament economy.
Amen.
You know, the context of chapter 16 is the spreading of the gospel.
Right.
Yes.
And it mentions here the spreading of the gospel, it was not according to the decision, preference, or schedule made by human counsel. They could have made a decision. They could have had their preferences. In fact, actually, they wanted it to go right, but the Holy Spirit didn't allow them. They didn't allow them to speak. They wanted to go left, but the Spirit of Jesus forbade them. So the spreading of the gospel was not according to their decision, preference, or schedule, but by the Holy Spirit according to God's counsel.
Amen.
The Spirit of Jesus is the Spirit of God with humanity.
Amen.
So that we may live by the divine life.
Amen.
It's also the Spirit of the man Jesus with humanity.
Amen.
That we may live, oh Lord, a proper human life.
Amen.
And to be able to endure its sufferings.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Brother Carl will ask us the question, are we willing to pay the price? If we love Jesus, we all should be willing to pay the price.
Amen.
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 Yeah, if we love Jesus, we ought to be willing to pay the price.
Amen. Amen.
Some time ago, I realized that my salvation comes from seeing as God sees. If I can see as God sees, hallelujah. Well, I was sitting here and I was saying, what did God see when he was in the tabernacle? What did he see? When he was in the tabernacle, he was in the tabernacle, and he looked around, what did he see?
Mm-hmm.
This book here told me what he saw, the meaning of the church. He saw gold covering acacia wood. He saw gold covering acacia wood. And what is that? What is gold covering acacia wood? Saints, it's us.
Amen.
It's us. He saw us. He saw what he called us to be from before creation. And what he's making us to be. And saints, what is the church? I asked somebody that this week. What is the church? Is it just us sitting here?
No.
According to this, no, saints. The church is the kingdom of God.
Amen. Amen.
And the kingdom of God is the propagation of Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Therefore, the
That's
church
right.
is the propagation of Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Saints.
Amen.
This is who we are.
Yeah.
And what I came to see, and this goes back to day two and three.
Amen.
That word eternal is used for the Spirit. And the Spirit is who works out these things regarding the church. And I came to realize, saints, my wife sent it to me on the way coming here, that verse, God placed eternity in our heart.
Amen.
Eternity.
Amen.
When we think of God, we think of righteousness and holiness and power and authority. Do we think of eternity? Saints, look around you. This is eternity that you're seeing. This is the eternal thought of God. The church is the eternal thought of God. We're not just people meeting as a church. We are those who are eternal beings. Behold!
Amen.
They have become new saints. We are a new creation. And what is a new creation? A new creation is eternal. It's of God. Lord Jesus, that we might know our being is eternal, even as you are eternal.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Are eternal.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord for the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Day 5, where he was saying, what is the kingdom of God? The kingdom of God is not a material kingdom visible to human sight. The kingdom of God is a kingdom of the divine life. The kingdom of God is the spreading of Christ as life into his believers to form a realm.
Amen.
A realm in which God rules in his life.
Right.
That's the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
A realm
Amen.
Where he rules in his life. Not
Amen.
In our life, in his life.
Amen.
Amen. I was reading The Glorious Church and Watchman Nee exactly where I was starting this week. Watchman Nee asked the question. He said, what is the kingdom of God?
Mm-hmm.
And he says here, let me find it, saints.
Amen.
Amen. He said, it is the overthrowing of the power of Satan by the power of God.
Amen.
When the devil is unable to stand in a certain place, the kingdom has come to that place.
Amen.
Wherever the devil has been cast out, wherever the work of the enemy has been displaced by God's power, his kingdom is there.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So what is the kingdom? The kingdom is not just the church. The kingdom is the church reigning and ruling in power over Satan.
Amen.
We are no longer bound by Satan.
Amen.
That is the ushering of the eternal kingdom of God.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I really appreciated the verses on, I think, day 3 or 2. That 1 Peter 1:18-19, which says, we were bought with the precious blood of a lamb, without spot or blemish, the blood of Christ.
Yeah. Amen.
And I've been reading Leviticus recently, and I was just very struck by how many things a person had to do when they sinned.
Yeah.
Even if it was by accident, you know, they had to take the bull and they had to have it lay their hands and have it slaughtered. Then they had to sprinkle the blood 7 times. They had to do so much. But when we stumble or fail in any way, we just take the blood of Christ.
Amen.
And I was just very impressed that in the New Testament economy, like, the work is just already done.
Amen.
The Lord has poured out his blood, that we can take his blood and enter back into the reality, which is the kingdom.
Amen.
I appreciated the line from the hymn we sang, that he reigns in life and he reigns in love. And when we're just under him and under his in his life and abiding in his love, we can just take his blood and we can just continue on in this way.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. I want to come back just a minute to day four in the spirit of Jesus.
Yeah.
I was really struck. This was very new to me, that in the New Testament, you know, of course, in Acts 16, as Dean was sharing with us, mm-hmm. you have the Holy Spirit forbidding and the spirit of Jesus not allowing. And just the way this matter of the Spirit of Jesus was opened up. And on day four, this point was mentioned. The kind of work we do for the Lord depends on the kind of Spirit whom we are guided, directed, instructed, and constituted.
Amen.
So I was really appreciative of the fact we need to know the Spirit of Jesus.
Yeah.
Not just the Spirit of God or the Spirit of Jehovah. He said, Elijah may have had a powerful spirit, but he was not constituted of the spirit of Jesus. So we may be wanting to do some powerful things for God, but in the New Testament, in his New Testament economy, he may just want us to suffer. Suffer persecution and rejection for the sake of his name. Right? Not to do some great work or some powerful work, but get identified with the spirit of Jesus. And then in our reading this week in John 12, He talks about, if anyone loves his soul life, he loses it. He who loves his soul life in this world shall keep it. He who hates his soul life in this world shall keep it unto eternal life. And then just two verses later, he says, now is my soul troubled.
Right.
I had never connected these two verses before. So he tells us you have to lose your soul life. You have to hate it to gain it. But then he says, my soul's troubled. And what shall I say? Father, save me out of this hour. So that's what his soul was saying. I don't want to go through this suffering. But for this reason, I have come to this hour.
Amen.
That's the spirit of Jesus. Okay, so the note here says, as a man, the Lord was troubled in his soul because of the death he was about to suffer. Hence he prayed, Father, save me out of this hour. However, it must have been that in his spirit, he realized it was for the glorifying of the Father that he had come to that hour.
Yeah. Amen.
May we experience the Spirit of Jesus, right?
Right.
Get identified with him. So often we're just faced, my soul is troubled.
Yeah.
My soul is troubled. But it said here, the Spirit of Jesus is the spirit of a man with abundant strength for suffering.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, we have abundant strength for suffering for the Lord's interest.
Yeah.
And finally it says, he is always available.
Amen.
May we get thoroughly constituted, just so familiar with and in the enjoyment of the Spirit of Jesus.
Amen. Want to continue in day four and the tie into days five and six? And then continue from what Chris just mentioned. The Spirit should become our constitution. Then our work will be expression of the Spirit. So eventually there's a result. The ministry we are in is a suffering ministry.
Yes.
You look at all those apostles, wonderful brothers have gone before us. Yeah. They paid a wonderful price. They sacrificed their life. Life what? Produce the ministry.
Amen.
And that's what we are in. But we also look at this until you see it, day five and six, the churches tie in with the kingdom of God. What does God want? He wants a group of people, right? Live under his ruin and reigning. And this group of people is a kingdom people to express him.
Amen.
So that's what the tie in comes to day five and six. When Brother Dean mentioned Acts is a record of spreading of this resurrected Christ. And you kind of go back to the four gospels. The Lord Jesus came for a commission, right? To dispense, to sow himself as a divine seed into us.
Amen.
And this divine seed is a kingdom seed.
Amen.
And need to what? To grow and develop. Amen. So eventually, when we see, continue in the Acts and the rest of the book in the New Testament, we see the growth. Eventually, there's a realm, a spiritual realm, a kingdom for him and come and rule. Eventually, the eternal kingdom will come. And in day six, for the time check, I'll say, boss, I so touch this expansion. The church is an expansion. Well, propagation. And there are many. The Lord wants many sons. I'll listen to day six. Spread it. It's according to God's New Testament economy for the world, producing of many sons for God.
Amen. Not just a few. Okay, this Amen. Building is wonderful. You have a structure. You need many things, many material to fill in, to show this wonderful, the riches of God, that they may be the members of Christ to constitute his body for the carrying out of God's eternal plan and the fulfillment of his eternal will. Amen. Since the book of Acts, chapter 28, has no ending. Amen. And we are in it. We all are still writing it. Yes. How would you conclude the chapter 28? Well, we all need to carry this commission. Spread the word, spread the gospel, spread the kingdom seed. And they also bring them into the church life. Not just church, but into the church life, so we all can grow together eventually under this kingship, under his ruling.
Amen.
Actually, I wanted to talk a little bit more about that day 4 point in Romans 2. If I can read a couple passages. In his suffering, Paul needed the spirit of Jesus because in the spirit of Jesus, there is the suffering element and the suffering strength to withstand Amen. Persecution. Yeah. This is why we should not live in any fear of what might happen today or in the future. Our Father God knows what is happening and what will happen to us. Every day we need to pray, Lord, please supply me with today's measure of grace. You know what today holds. Amen. And just reading that, where I'm from, we covered that not too long ago. I really want to tie it to this book here, which I heard on the plane right here. And it's the message on Christ as the emancipator and the one who makes us more than conquerors. There's a particular Amen. Point which reads the following. In no suffering, including tribulation, anguish, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, and sword, shall separate us from the love of Christ. Yes, even final exams for you students out there. In all the sufferings, we more than conquer through Christ who loves us, who loved us. And Amen. And I just want to say something. Saints, Christ loves you right now.
Yes.
Amen. He loves you from way back here, way back in eternity past, till now, onward forever. He will always love you. Everything that the enemy does, we will get through it. We have the love of Christ constraining us to keep and to supply us, to keep us going through whatever we need to go through.
Amen.
And I just want one last thing, my note. Why does God love you without reason?
No reason.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord, saints.
Amen.
God loves us.
Amen.
You know, we do all go through sufferings.
Yeah.
So, like yesterday, I had a trivial suffering.
Oh, no.
I was forced by my phone company to get a new phone. And, you know, it's such a hassle. Passwords and, you know, it doesn't navigate the same. Nothing's the same. It's just a pain, you know. But even this minor suffering, and I've had some bigger ones, but even this minor suffering, if it causes us to turn, there's a gain. It took me a while because I'm, I guess, a Luddite, you know, new technology kind of. I enjoy using what I know, but I don't like it changing.
Right.
And, but anyway, the Lord Jesus causes all these sufferings to gradually conform us to his image.
Yes.
We only turn. And it's like the brother said, we have nothing to fear because God loves us.
Amen.
And nothing.
Nothing.
Not even death can separate us from the love of God.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I also follow this brother sharing. Yeah, I really enjoy before we have the spirit of Jesus.
Amen.
That is even different. That is even more than the spirit of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Yeah, because in this spirit we have the human living, death, resurrection, and ascension.
Mm-hmm.
That means this Jesus has experienced all the suffering, all the process of a human being, so he can understand everything what we are experiencing,
right.
And this spirit of Jesus is solution of our every situation.
Amen.
My brother mentioned, so there should be no fear in this.
Amen.
But we just turn to this spirit
Amen.
And enjoy this. bountiful supply of spirit of Jesus.
Amen.
But we also realize sometimes probably we still feel that we don't know, and we are in some desperation. Why is that? I got a light from our corporate truth pursuit, the Life of Society Collisions. So I realized there's a lot of wheels in our heart, in our hearts.
Yeah.
So the Satan always use a lot of trick to let us use our mentality, our soul, not our spirit.
Yeah.
When we try to use our soul to solve the problem, we just cannot do it.
Yeah.
But when I return to the spirit,
amen,
the will just take away.
Yeah.
And we realize, yeah, Lord is our way.
Amen.
So
amen.
The Lord has achieved everything.
Amen.
He is already the victim. So we just turn, every time we just call upon his name,
amen,
and turn into this spirit.
Amen.
And we can experience the bountiful supply of the spirit of Jesus.
Amen. 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 Amen.
All-inclusive. He works within us in a very silent and normal, ordinary way.
Amen.
He is always called the spirit of life. With any kind of life, there is a natural element which is so ordinary and silent. Look at the trees and the flowers, how silent they are, how natural they are. They grow a little today and a little tomorrow, and many wonderful and beautiful things come out of this gradual growth of life.
Amen.
The riches and beauty of life spring forth in such a silent, natural, and ordinary way.
Wow.
This is the way the all-inclusive spirit of Jesus Christ works within us.
Amen.
Our only need is to cooperate,
right,
to go along with him.
Yeah.
We must learn to take care of the deep inner registration. We need not expect the extraordinary. The more gentle and ordinary, the better.
Amen.
We must be faithful to him and attend to the small inner sense of himself.
Amen.
We must be obedient and submissive to his inner working. Then, day by day and moment by moment, we will experience the riches of Christ.
Amen. So good. Amen.
Thank you.
So I can identify with my brother over there because I went to UPS to return something to Amazon. And she said, well, do you have an iPhone? And I'm like, I can't use the phone I got. And so she said, well, we have to do so much for you to get this back into the system. And talking about suffering, she said, you need an iPhone. And I said, you'd have to take this phone from my cold, dead hands. This phone to learn about another phone. No. So I recognize that suffering is part of the spirit of Christ, and that is a small thing. But it takes up so much of my time, and it gets on my nerve. Okay. But the point here is today, is that I was reading on day two about how we are redeemed, you know? And I got so excited about that, even knowing it. I already know that. But it doesn't hurt to hear it again. And again. So then suffering being has its place in God's economy.
Amen.
I mean, if you hear, you're going to go through some problems.
Amen.
So then I thought about the times that I said, let me look up John 1 and 7. And it has so much stuff in it, in the footnotes. And each thing just made me more and more excited. So I hardly got to anything else, because I kept reading John 1 and 7. So what happened is that I found that, and it made me so excited, that the relationship that we have with God is permanent. It is absolutely permanent. He's not schizophrenic, where you say, today I'm saved, tomorrow I'm not, and I did this. No. What you break is the fellowship.
Thank you.
You don't break the relationship.
Amen.
It's like with our children, sometimes you wish you didn't have them. And then the next time you're so glad you do have them. But that's the way our Father is. Not schizophrenic, but we have to not break the fellowship, which means that we have to fellowship with each other and love each other, which is not always easy either. And but we gotta tend to our permanent, be thankful for our permanent relationship.
Amen.
And work on the fellowship.
Amen.
Last night at the young people's meeting, it was so good. I got a reminder because we read an excerpt from The Pursuit of a Christian.
Yeah.
And so the saints reminded me that every believer, even if you got saved yesterday, you automatically have four things.
Yeah.
You have the Word of God.
Yeah.
You have the church. You have the other believers. And what we read last night is you have Jesus Christ.
Right.
And so I think it's just a good reminder, and tying it into day four, saints, we have Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He lives in us. And I was thinking, like, Lord, like, this is so doctrinal. how can I make this applicable? And I think it's just amazing. Elijah, he had the Spirit upon him, but he didn't have the Spirit of Jesus Christ. But saints, you have the Spirit of Jesus in you.
Amen.
And this is the Spirit with abundant strength for suffering.
Amen.
And last night, it was really sweet, because in the reading, it just made it more applicable to a person maybe who hasn't gone through so much suffering. The Spirit of Jesus is a spirit that operates in us to do things that's a little bit inconvenient.
Yeah.
It's inconvenient to wake up earlier in the morning to spend time with the Lord. It's inconvenient to share about the Lord Jesus to a complete stranger. But you know what? Just like in Acts 16, when it was inconvenient not to go when there was an open door.
Yeah.
Whenever we go against the Lord's feeling within us, which is against God's will,
yeah,
it seems like we kind of lose strength.
Right.
Yeah.
But you know what? When we are willing to go to the cross,
yeah,
for some reason, instead of losing strength, we're floating.
Amen.
You know why? Because the cross results in the Lord's resurrection.
Yeah.
Life.
Amen.
And through the resurrection life, the church can be built.
Amen.
And so I was just touched, like, wow, this will turn out to salvation.
It will.
And even whenever we're taking care, especially with the example of Paul, Like, he was floating all the time. He was in jail, but the Spirit of Jesus empowered him.
Yes.
To not only kind of make it through, but even to be bubbling over with life.
Amen.
So that all of those around him it turned out to salvation.
Yeah.
So,
that's
saints,
right.
I just want to remind you, we have the Spirit of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
It's just one call away.
One call away.
With the abundant strength for suffering.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise
the Lord.
Amen.
I was thinking the same thing. I just enjoyed on day four how simple the Lord is and how complicated I am. It's just a call away.
Amen.
It's the Spirit in our spirit.
Amen.
And I'm just going to read what I enjoyed, okay? Oh, Romans 10:12 says that the Lord of all is rich to all who call upon him.
Amen.
The Lord is rich. Is rich to all who call upon him.
Amen.
The way to enjoy the riches of the Lord is to call. How simple.
Amen.
He's just to call away.
Amen.
The Lord is not only rich, but also nigh and available. He's within us. Just kind of like Brian said, he dwells in our spirit.
Amen.
He is the life-giving spirit, and as the spirit, he is omnipresent.
Amen.
At any time and in any place, we may call on his name.
Amen.
When
Amen.
We call on him, he comes to us
Amen.
As the spirit.
Amen. Amen.
The bountiful supply,
Amen.
The strengthening one.
Amen.
I mean, I like to say that I'm strong, but you know, the older I get, I'm realizing that I can say, Lord, I'm weak, and I need you.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, to boast in my weakness.
Amen.
Maybe when I was younger, yeah, I had the oomph, 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 and but now it's just made
Amen.
Me so dependent on the Lord.
Amen.
And on the members of the body.
All the members, yes.
And when we call on him, it's so simple, but he comes to meet us just right where we're
yes.
at.
Yes, amen.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes. Yeah.
I remember years back when I first got saved, the sister that brought me to the meeting here in the meeting hall talked about calling on the Lord, and I thought, what is that? But the more she would tell me, when you call on this person, he comes. It's just like when I call Larry, my husband.
Yeah, Larry comes.
And he didn't respond, and I know he's there. Just like, where are you? Maybe he's hearing me. I realize the Lord is not that way for me to call him. Whatever situation we find ourselves in, even if we're suffering, the
right.
Lord is just a call away. When we call, he comes
Count.
With all that he is.
Amen.
Thank you and
Amen.
Praise you, Lord
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you and praise you, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
I was not planning on sharing at all today. But I just was reading day six. Last night, somebody was deciding to play their bass very loud in our neighborhood. It's been ongoing for months now. And my wife is, you know, anyway, there was just a lot of like, Lord, I can't just drop and leave. I don't have that kind of backup, you know, some giant bank account. So anyway, I was reading, I turned to the Lord instead of just, sometimes saints, I feel like I just go to the Lord just to meet my need for the day. Okay, this is what you want me to do. And then I go do what Eric wants to do.
Yeah.
And that's not what we're called to do.
Right.
We are. And then I was reading on Acts 28:31-30. Paul remained, just that word, he remained two whole years. I don't want to remain. I'm always looking to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
But this week I heard that there was a guitarist I liked growing up, and he passed. And I realized, look, this guy was the guy. And he actually missed a lot of opportunities, but he died.
Yeah.
And all these things I could be building up on my life to make myself feel better, to get away from remaining,
yeah.
is going to go away one day.
Yeah.
So I
That's
need
right.
to have the opportunities now
Amen.
To
Amen.
Touch the Lord. And how do
Amen.
I get to know the Lord better is to come to the ministry.
Because
I was reading at the end, I'm like, what does this all mean, the kingdom of God? We have a... we have a ministry. I'm like, what does that mean? And I read it instead in Acts 55. Go read here. We got some of our information there for further reading. So I did that. So just some of the things I found, I just want to read. And it says, we in the Lord's recovery are not here to be common members of a church doing an ordinary Christian work. Amen. Like Paul, our work should revolutionize the situation Amen. On the earth.
Amen.
That is what wow. we are called to do.
Wow. That's
and right. it only comes Amen. By spending time in the ministry yes. and getting to know the Lord.
Yes.
I can't wait for other brothers to come find me, and I can question. I always question poor Zeke. Zeke, what's wrong with me? And then I just wait for him to find the answer. I can go to the Lord myself and start asking these questions,
yes.
and I can dig into His riches that He's provided
Amen.
And start bringing them Amen. To the people who are desperately
yes.
seeking it.
Amen.
So Lord, just have mercy on yes. us Amen. That we would Amen. Live our day-to-day life getting older, but enjoying the Lord and relying on yes. His strength instead of ours.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I was really impressed with this matter of the kingdom of God this week, and I can't say, you know, saw something. Well, anyway, I just want to speak the truth. Right?
Amen.
I just want to practice speaking the truth of the kingdom of God.
Amen.
And, you know, I was really impressed by Luke 17, 20, 21. It says the kingdom of God does not come with observation. And I was, you know, in my experience, I've met certain groups where they think the kingdom of God is just something in the future.
Yeah.
But it's not.
Yeah.
The kingdom of, it says here, for behold, the kingdom of God is in the midst of us. Where Jesus is, the kingdom of God is.
Amen.
And so going on to day six, it says, let's see. Oh, sorry, later on. It says, the kingdom of God is the spreading of Christ as life
yeah.
into his believers to form a realm in which God rules wow. in his life.
Amen.
Yes.
This
Amen.
Is the kingdom of God.
Yes.
And then going on to day six, I really appreciate it said the entrance. So there's an entrance into this kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
How do we enter into this kingdom right now? It's through regeneration.
Amen. Amen.
And then once we enter into this kingdom, it says that the development, this seed that is sown in man's heart has to develop.
Yeah.
And this
yeah.
development, the development of the kingdom is the believer's growth in the divine life.
Right. Yeah.
So
Amen.
As this seed develops in us and grows in us, then the kingdom of God is also growing. Then it says here, the kingdom of God is the church life today.
Yes.
I really like that sentence. It's so important, you know, that I just feel like this saves me from my individuality, my individualism. The kingdom of God is the church life today in which the faithful believers live. And it references Romans 14, 17, where it says that the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness, peace, and joy
Amen.
In
Amen.
The Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And so just to wrap up, and it says that it will develop into the coming kingdom as an inheritance reward to the overcoming saints, and eventually it will consummate in the new Jerusalem
Amen.
As the eternal kingdom of God. Praise
Amen.
The Lord
Amen.
For the kingdom.
Amen. Amen.
I don't think all these points were read on day five. I just wanted to read three of those. The kingdom of God is the ruling, the reigning of God with all its blessings and enjoyment. The kingdom of God is the reality of the church brought forth by the resurrection life of Christ through the gospel.
Amen.
The kingdom of God is the Savior himself.
Amen.
The seed, as the seed of life sown into his believers, God's chosen people, and developing into a realm over
Amen.
Which God can rule as his kingdom in his divine life.
Amen.
Amen.
And then on day six, really touched by this point that the kingdom of God is actually the propagation
yes.
of the resurrected Christ.
Amen.
The fact that the proclaiming of the kingdom is the propagation of the resurrected Christ is proved by the words teaching the things concerning the Lord Jesus Christ
yes.
in Acts 28:31. This indicates that the kingdom of God goes together with the things concerning the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
To teach people the things concerning Christ
is to spread the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Therefore, the kingdom of God is actually the propagation of the resurrected Christ.
Amen.
Yeah.
I just appreciate this. You know, when I think of preaching the gospel, it feels so small to me because I'm so bad at it, and like something's not going to happen. You know, that's, I am already like setting myself up for failure before I even speak to somebody. But to understand that the kingdom of God is actually the propagation of the resurrected Christ.
Amen.
Yeah.
That just, I feel like it props me up. It makes me feel like, you know, even if someone were not to receive the Lord or not to join the church life, I am helping to propagate.
Yes, absolutely.
Christ.
Amen.
It has eternal significance and value.
Yes, amen.
Amen. Can I take a minute?
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
You know, the message this week, so wonderful.
Yes.
You know, Lord, I was really encouraged, Louis Mangley.
Yes.
With the last two verses on day six, how the Apostle Paul just encouraged the saints that to keep the faith, right? Keep the faith in the Lord, and then in the last part of that, of the last verse, that through many tribulations, we must enter into the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what encouraging word that is, Brother Bill. Because I think, you know, I've had my share of tribulations, and I'm still having some, Chris. And I think most of y'all are familiar with what I'm saying. So these experiences can either discourage us strengthen us just to pursue. Because these tribulations, according to what I understand, they're not going to end. They're just going to continue. So one way for me that I've taken to enter into the enjoyment of the kingdom of God, which is the church, there's two ways, Chris. You can participate in the enjoyment of the saints, either physically or over the phone. And you gotta, once you call a saint, and then you just have this fellowship, you just get encouraged. Right, Joseph? Joseph and I, for some years already, we've been just having a face-to-face fellowship, but over the phone, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We just encourage one another again and again, week after week.
Amen.
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 Sorry. I was a little disappointed on page 258 under day four when we read those verses, Philippians 1:19-20. Because there were parts left out that I had really enjoyed. So Philippians 1:19 starts out, "For I know that for me this will turn out to salvation through your petition and the bountiful supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ."
Amen.
And then there's some other words left out. "According to my earnest expectation and hope, that in nothing I will be put to shame, but with all boldness, as always, even now, Christ will be magnified in my body, whether through life or through death."
Amen.
And then verse 21, "For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain."
Amen. Amen.
Okay, I guess that's my,
amen.
That's my cue, I guess. Unless there's anybody else who really wants to share. Okay, so we'll do a closing word here. When y'all were sharing, I was thinking of this hymn, "O Soul, Are you weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see? There's light for a look at the Savior.
Amen.
And life more abundant and free.
Amen.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of earth will have grown strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. You know, as we live in this world, you know, sometimes we're very, very distracted and drawn to the things of this world and looking for attainments and success and whatever it is in this age. And the end result is just disappointment. It's at least dissatisfaction, at the very least.
Yeah.
But, you know, every person suffers. Every person goes through suffering. There's no escaping it. We all go through our trials and tribulations. Mine are different than yours, but yours are no more important than yours. We all have the same situation. We're in this age, struggling in this age. But the results are different. The results are different. If you don't have the Savior, if you don't have the Lord Jesus, the results could be ending your life, you know, with nothing. Like, you come into this world with nothing, and you leave with nothing.
That's right. Yeah.
But if in this age we gain something eternal, then all of our situations work out together for good, and they work for our salvation, right? They actually work out an eternal weight of glory. So when you leave this age, you leave with an eternal weight. I don't know what that is, but it's glory.
Amen.
You leave with something divine.
Amen.
Well, you know, in this book of Acts, these three points come up, you know, the divine Trinity, the Spirit of Jesus, and the kingdom of God. Okay, so how do these all work together? Well, I was looking in Acts 16, and I think you see all three in Acts 16.
Yeah, yeah.
In Acts 16, you have there, and we read the verses here in verse 6 and 7, you have the Holy Spirit there forbidding the disciples. and then in verse 7, you have the Spirit of Jesus not allowing them. And so they went, they came down to Troas, and they end up in Macedonia. And there, and then in verse, we didn't get into this, but in verse 10, so you have this, you have the Holy Spirit,
amen.
Then you have the Spirit of Jesus,
right.
And then in verse 10 it says, concluding that God had called us to announce the gospel to them. So right there, you see the divine Trinity working in that situation, leading the disciples, leading Paul and Silas to Macedonia. And then what happens there? All kinds of turmoil happened there. You know, not to take too much time because I always run out of time, but basically, they because of preaching the gospel and touching certain things, it stirred up. Actually, I think it says that they draw the whole city into confusion. So they stirred up a big hornet's nest there. And where did they end up? They ended up in getting beaten in prison. What kind of...
persecution.
What did the divine Trinity do there? This led them into this suffering, you know, incarcerated situation. But from that, what happened? The kingdom spread. The Philippian jailer got saved, him and his whole household, and that was the beginning of the church in Philippi.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you see the three coming together?
Yeah. Yeah.
You have the divine Trinity working in this situation. You have the Spirit of Jesus there leading them, or in this case, forbidding them, but there guiding them. And in that suffering situation, God works out his economy to further his kingdom.
Amen.
Well, I like what Sister read about. You read about the extraordinary situations, right? Not to expect the extraordinary situations. Well, we may not have the experience of Paul, where we're imprisoned and beaten, and we find the Lord there, his economy, and we preach the gospel, and our church is raised up. Our situation may be a little bit different. Our prison may be a little bit different. Maybe it's the loud music coming from your neighbor and you not being able to move out of that neighborhood. I don't know. Maybe that's the prison situation. But if in those situations we find the Spirit of Jesus,
amen,
we find the Lord in his sufferings, and we allow him to come into that situation, guess what gets worked out? The kingdom.
Yes.
The kingdom. You know, I really appreciated this matter of calling on his name. I had such an appreciation for calling on his name. Even the word, the name Jesus.
Yes.
You know, sometimes that's all we could say.
Yeah.
I had an experience just recently where I just said, all I could say was Jesus. And I kept on saying, Lord, you have to be real. You have to be real. Lord Jesus. Okay, that doesn't seem like much. It's not an extraordinary situation. It's an ordinary suffering in our daily life. But guess what got worked out at that moment? More of the kingdom was spreading in me.
Amen.
More of the kingdom was being worked out.
Amen.
I also like this word, developed. The kingdom needs to be developed.
Amen. Yeah.
Developed within us and developed by his spreading on the earth.
Amen.
There's a development of the kingdom taking place right now.
Amen.
In all of our situations.
Amen.
So don't despise the day of small things.
Amen.
In all of our small situations, all of our sufferings, we need to be turning to the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And as we're gaining more of him, his kingdom is being developed in us.
Amen.
The realm in which he can rule and reign is spreading in us.
Amen.
And then we become constituent, where we are constituted with this Spirit of Jesus, with this Holy Spirit, and then guess what comes out of us? The propagation.
Amen.
The propagation of this kingdom. The ones that we touch. Christ is magnified.
Amen.
And there's an opportunity for the kingdom to spread to others.
Amen.
So may we stay in our situations under the divine arrangement of the divine Trinity, experiencing Christ and wherever he has us by calling on his name so that the kingdom,
yes,
can develop in us.
Amen.
And have a spread on the earth.
Amen. Oh, praise the Lord for his spread on the earth.
Amen.
All right, so we're going to do announcements now. If you have the electronic, you can follow along. This will be brief. So we'll be starting a new Holy Word for Morning Revival. So make sure to pick up your groceries in the book room, or get them online. Being a vessel unto honor. So we're going to get into the International Training of Elders and Responsible Ones. Being a vessel unto honor, taken from Timothy. A fully equipped man of God by being empowered in the grace, which is in Christ Jesus, to fully accomplish our ministry in the unique ministry of God's economy. Wow, that is quite tasty, huh? Wow. A man of God, fully equipped. That's what we've been called to, along with our brother Timothy. And then there's the Bible reading schedule for this week, and we're continuing in Numbers and in the Gospel of John. It's been so rich. And then we have the week's life study reading schedule, be in message 5 and 6 of Galatians. Important items. Next Holy Word for Morning Revival, I read to you the title. It contains 8 weeks of ministry, and the cost is $6.50, deal of a lifetime. And then the accompanying ministry magazine, if you like that, which has a transcription of the messages, is $11. There's a corporate sisters gathering on February 23rd. Our next corporate sisters gathering will be on the Lord's Day, February 23rd, 2025, from 3:30 to 5:30 at the church meeting hall, which will be right here. All right, so just a couple other things quickly. Of course, we've begun this, the corporate truth pursuit, as several saints mentioned, and they're prophesying. It's been wonderful. We've been doing it in a couple weeks. We've encouraged the saints in their existing groups to find ways to pursue the truth together as we're going through the life study of Galatians.
Amen.
But for those that don't have that kind of group yet, we have a safety net, and it's our evening Zoom gathering for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
From 9:30 to 9:45, six nights a week, Monday through Saturday, to go through the life studies of Galatians together, and it's been very enjoyable.
Yeah.
So I encourage any saint, just all you got to do is just go over to your desk or your phone and just go click, and you're right there. And then all of a sudden you see all these saints populating your screen with their smiling faces and their exercised spirits. And then we break up into groups and we read and fellowship for 15 minutes. And if you'd like to join the WhatsApp group where we kind of, you know, we upload, that's one place where we upload the weekly messages. So you can click on this QR code with your camera and you can easily join that group. We'll be uploading the messages 5 and 6 there a little bit later on this morning. And in addition, do all of you get the Central District announcements? We have the General Church announcements, and then also we send out an email with Central District announcements. Does everyone get that? Well, if you don't, just let us know, and we'll get you included in that group. It should include everyone that's in the directory where they've indicated that they're Central District, or at some point they indicate that they're Southwest District, because those two have been combined at this point. So you should be getting those emails.
Chris, maybe we could have them raise their hand if they're not getting
it. If they're not getting it? Does anyone not get the Central District announcements? Okay, Gail doesn't get it. Everybody else seems to get it as far as those that know. Okay, maybe you don't get it. Okay, so we'll try to, we can work on that. Oh, you're not getting that. Okay. So we have several saints that are not getting those announcements. So essentially, it has our the prophesying meeting and the table meeting. It has an announcement for that, for Central, because sometimes it differs from the other districts. And then it has a link there for our Lord's Day evening fellowship, which we have from 8 to 9, right, Jane? 8 to 9. On Lord's Day evening for the outreach fellowship, we're going through the advance of the Lord's recovery today, which is also a time we encourage all the saints to join. Please join us. But in addition to that, we're also going to now include an announcement for this time on Monday through Saturday, 9:30 to 9:45, with a Zoom link and the reading, a link to the reading. So all of it will be, it's like one-stop shop. So what's it called? Oh, one-stop shopping. Yeah, we're going to try to get it all there to go so we're not bombarding you with emails all the time. All right, and just very quickly, one other announcement. You know, we haven't had breakfast together in a long time. And this next Lord's Day, the table meeting is in the evening. So we'll have a little bit more time. Right? Isn't that right? Next Lord's Day, first Lord's Day of the month, we'll have a corporate table meeting in the evening. So we want to take advantage of that. Originally, we were talking about doing our group prophesying time next Lord's Day, you know, breaking out into groups like we've done one other time. But we're going to postpone that. We're going to put that out 1 week. And this coming week, since we have a little more time in the morning, we're going to have a breakfast together.
Wow.
It's always good to come eat together, right? Wow. And you can invite neighbors, friends, some of those students from on campus. You know, they always love a nice breakfast. Yeah, you can invite your noisy neighbor. All right. But in order to do that, we need some service. We're all called to service, right?
Hey, Chris, we usually start that what time?
At 9:30. So we'll start a little bit earlier. We'll go like 9:30 to 10:15, so our meeting, we can still have our prophesying meeting on time. So yeah, plan on being here at 9:30 for breakfast, but there's some areas of food service that we need. We're going to need coffee, juice, fruit, eggs, biscuits, and jam. Okay? And then we're going to need some to set up things on the tables. That'll be a service group. And then we'll need a cleanup group. But the cleanup group we can get next week. Okay, so usually testimony has always, faith, or for quite a while, has been very faithful to bring us coffee every Lord's Day that we have a breakfast together. Unfortunately, testimony and his wife and family are back in Korea right now. So we need someone else to rise up to prepare our urn of coffee. And the cream and sugars, whatever go with it. Is there a saint or two that could help with that? Anyone that can help on that service?
The coffee.
Can you help with the coffee service? Okay. And probably you're going to need some help knowing how to do it, I'm guessing, in that urn that we have. Is that how we do it, Sandra? Or?
Yeah, I think so. I haven't done it for a while, but I failed.
What do you mean you failed at the urn?
The coffee didn't make. I had it happen twice, so I no longer.
Okay, well, we'll figure that one out. Dennis is.
I think Brother Testimony has put instructions on one of the refrigerators.
that Korean or is that in
You're going to help. Okay, thank you, Keith. So Dennis, you and Keith can coordinate. You just coordinate with Dennis. Yes. Okay, thank you very much. To get it hot or get it ready in time. Okay. And then juice, maybe a couple saints could bring a couple of those larger juices. Do we have two saints that could bring juice? One, Andrew, and the sister over here. Okay. Next is fruit. How about four saints that could bring some? You can cut up bananas or bring a cluster of grapes or, okay. One, Crosville, two, three, four. Wonderful. Okay, here's a big one. Eggs. Boiled eggs. Probably at the price they are now, we could do steak instead of eggs. But anyway, we're going to do eggs. Six saints to do two dozen boiled eggs each that are already peeled. One, two, three, four, two more saints, five, one more, six, thank you. Okay, we'll have our eggs. Okay, here's another big one, biscuits. Six saints to prepare two dozen biscuits each, which I guess is like two cans, I don't know, and bring those. One, two, three, okay. Three more saints to bring. You got to have biscuits with your gravy. Two dozen. You do that. Four. Two more. Gluten free. Okay. Wonderful. Five. One more for two dozen biscuits. We don't want to be short on biscuits. How can you have biscuits and gravy? Okay. Six. Okay. Wonderful. And then one saint to bring jam for those saints that don't want gravy on their biscuits. Okay. And then if we can have four saints that are here, that can be here like 15 minutes early to get everything set up. So that would be like 9:15. Do we have four saints that could make sure that we have the plates and the forks? Yeah. One, John. Two, Andrew. Two more saints. Three. One more.
Four.
Did you raise your hand? Don't stretch it. Be careful. One more. They could get here at 9:15 to help? Okay, we'll do the three then. All right.
Okay, Chris.
Set up. Yeah, all right. Four, wonderful.
Okay, one more thing. We have some visitors here.
Oh, visitors. I forgot to announce the visitors. Sorry, we'll do this real quick. Any visitors from this section? John, you want to just introduce yourself just real briefly? Say I'm so-and-so from so-and-such place. Yeah? Woo! That was
close. I'm John. My parents started in the church in Denton. Texas. Oh, a long time ago in the 70s, and been to church in Bellingham, but I like Texas, so I'm here right now.
Okay, nice, John. Anyone in this section? Any guests? Anyone over here in this section?
Hi. Happy Lord's Day. My name is Chelsea Kelly. My dad was brought into the church in the 70s by Omero and Angie Dominguez. I was somewhat raised in church, and Bill and Mary Minto and DeBalls, we fellowshiped for many years when I was in college. My father passed a couple years ago, but you know, it's so awesome to feel him with me through the Lord, too. We're always connected, so I'm glad to be here.
Amen. Good to have you with us. Anyone in this section?
Hi, I'm Sam from San Diego. I'm not a student. I work, and I have taken all my final exams too long ago. I hope to never have them again.
All right, I'm with you on that one. Okay, so is that it? Oh, the kids, the children. Where to go get your children as soon as possible? Let's see here. All right, toddlers 102, K through third 106, 4 through 6th. Grade 107. All right. It makes sense. Press on.
Remember I said I have a noisy neighbor? I have a noisy neighbor.
Okay.